AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people are dead, including a 10-year-old girl and her grandfather, and four others have been hurt after a car ran into a group of trick-or-treaters yesterday evening in the Bronx, New York. AP's Michael Balsamo reports.
The man who was hit by that car suffered head trauma and died at the scene. A man and a 10-year-old girl were taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead. The 3-year-old girl was critically injured. A woman and a 9-year-old girl, along with the driver of that car, are hospitalized, but their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening.
Investigators say for some reason, the driver lost control of his Dodge Charger before hitting the crowd. 8 people have been hurt, 3 in critical condition, when a rental box truck hit a car trying to make a left turn and slammed into a crowded downtown sidewalk in Los Angeles early this morning. A man calmly walked down the street yesterday in Colorado Springs, Colorado, shooting people along the way. Matthew Abshire tells KMGH-TV.
He was walking, he stopped, saw the lady smoking a cigarette, and just fired, kept walking.
Police say the man killed 3 people before he was shot and killed by officers. Searchers have found wreckage in 15,000 feet of water east of the Bahamas, and now a remotely operated deep ocean vehicle will be used to see whether it's the cargo ship El Faro that vanished a month ago. The AP's Bill Cormier has more.
Experts aboard a Navy vessel contracted out for the search used very specialized sonar and made several passes over an area where the ship was last known to be. The El Faro is a cargo ship, a 790-foot cargo ship that went missing on October 1st in Hurricane Joaquin with 33 crew members aboard.
The El Faro's captain had called in before the vessel disappeared, saying they had lost engine power and were listing and taking on water at the time. This is AP Radio News. The Kansas City Royals need one more victory to take their first World Series title in 30 years. A club down 3-2 to the Mets in the 8th inning rallied to score 3 runs and take Game 5 of the best-of-7 series. Kansas City starter Chris Young says the team is always confident no matter how far behind they are.
It doesn't matter, guys. What the score is, what the lead is, what the deficit is, that guys just believe that they're going to find a way to get it done.
Game 6 tonight in New York. Some close calls in top 25 college action. Number 8, Stanford, needed a late field goal to beat Washington State, 30-28. Number 9, Notre Dame, came from behind and nipped the 21st-ranked Temple Owls, 24-20. Number 12, Oklahoma State, came from 24 points down in the first quarter to beat Texas Tech, 70-53. Number 15, Michigan, stopped a quarterback sneak at the goal line as time expired to beat Minnesota, 29-26. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.